the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins. I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron club blow sends the first guard to
try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Don't fear, Surfer is here. Now I know this has been a rough weekend for a lot of you people out there. A lot of you children of the 80s. A lot of you people that grew up on certain heroes. And they letting you down one by one. But that's why we do a show. To brighten that mood. To turn that frown upside down. The What Are You Reading comic book show is here for you to take away the pain. Okay? I know you're hurting people, but trust me, it gets better. It gets better, Tony C. And the out there listening, it gets better. Because we do a show every week and we talk comic books and we talk things close to comic books. But I have to admit, you can't do it alone. I do have a little help. I resent him for it. But he helps anyway. Jordan Cobb, everybody! Give him a hand, Jordan Cobb.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of almost every
has,
man.
Management has, Yeah, that's not allowed anymore.
Okay. Well, since all the trouble that went down, I'd do a remix.
No. He's scrubbed from all of What Are You Reading comic book show. He's no longer employed by the What Are You Reading comic book show as a hero.
Mm-hmm. Okay, revoke all his accesses.
Yes, he cannot save the day. He cannot tell the kids to eat their vitamins or say their prayers.
No more Google Doc access. No more access to the secret comic book vault where we have all our issues.
It's like, there's no, the heroes. They just, first Dr. Cosby, now this. Who's next? I mean, we lost our lethal weapon. We lost that superhero. Arnold's next on the list. No, or Arnold kind of let us down too when he got caught bastarding a child. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I remember that story happening. You know who I think's next? Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, yeah.
Yeah, that. You just know that car is hiding some deep.
Oh, you talking about Kit?
Yeah, the Kit. Yeah, not
Hasselhoff.
No, not Hasselhoff. We already know his shit. He's just like he used to be an alcoholic. Kit, that car's hiding some dark shit, man. I'm just telling you right goddamn now.
Well, you know there is one hero who will not let us down, and that is Optimus Prime. He's always there for us, so we never have to worry about him. You do agree with that, right?
No, we really don't. I mean, but Kit, I'm telling you, Kit.
Nah, if Kit is found to be some kind of degenerate, that's on him. As long as Optimus Prime, you know, protects the weak and keeps us safe. Like, if he came out and he was secretly a Decepticon, I'm done for this world. I mean, I can't take it. I wouldn't be able to take it. So, how have you been, Jordan?
I've been good. I've been just doing some things. I've been starting a bit of a new job. I've made advancements on some projects, such as a script that I'm working on, and I am now halfway through the second season of The Wire.
I have not watched The Wire. I don't think I've ever watched that show.
Look, I'm just saying, for anyone that's talked about The Wire and said, oh, it was the best thing ever, all the writing's incredible, all the character dynamics, the themes. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm on board. Yes, I will join you in stroking the ego of The Wire, because it is pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that's the greatest show ever. So,
right now, mine is still Arrested Development.
Well, you know what my greatest show of all time?
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Roll Wrestling Hour.
Okay, now I'm about to dock you for breaking the rules.
I'm sorry, you set it up too well.
It's Yu-Gi-Oh! Greatest show of all time. Because when that Yugi transforms into the older Yugi and it deals those cards, there's no one better. They even coming out with a Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie, so.
Really?
Yeah, another one.
What movie number would this make it?
The third Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie. The first one,
theatrically released or just for it overall?
Third theatrically released. The first one was it's kind of the fourth. There was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie that didn't make it to the States because it was part of the original first season of Yu-Gi-Oh! That did not make it over to the States, even though I've seen those episodes. And do you know about that season of Yu-Gi-Oh?
I've never watched Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, you know Yu-Gi-Oh is based on a card game, right?
Yes, I am well aware of that.
Right, but originally Yu-Gi-Oh wasn't based on a card game. Yu-Gi-Oh was based on the character, who of course was an ancient Egyptian pharaoh who took over the body of a boy.
Uh-huh.
And when his friends would get in trouble, he would transform to the bigger Yu-Gi-Oh. To the bigger Yugi. And then the bad guy, he would play shadow games with them. So, like, one guy had a gun on the girl. So, the game he played was, he said, look, we only can move one piece of our body, right?
Yes.
And so the guy's holding the gun towards Yugi. And Yugi pours a glass of alcohol. What the guy doesn't realize is that he's pouring alcohol to a point, the guy pours alcohol and he can't move his hand because he made his gesture. So now he got alcohol spilling everywhere. And Yugi uses his thumb to light up a lighter and sits it on the guy's hand holding the gun. And of course it goes bad for the guy because he catches on fire. And the reason why it turned into the card thing, because it was an episode where they played the card game and the audience was like, they wanted to know more about the card game. So he said, hell, we make a card game. So there you go. Yu-Gi-Oh! You don't care, do you?
Hey, just because I'm not interested should not affect
because you don't have friendship and you don't believe in the heart of the cards.
I do have friendship with many people, including you.
But you don't believe in the heart of the cards.
I believe in the heart of a deck of a full, of a deck of cards that could give me a full house or a straight flush.
You don't know how to play. You don't know how to gamble. Anyway, tell these people.
The fuck I don't.
Tell the people how they can join us.
If you want to talk Yu-Gi-Oh! Or card games, or maybe say something about a certain mustachioed person. I'm not going to say any specific people. There are a lot of mustache people. Like the Monopoly Man. You can call in to the What Are You Reading comic book show by a number of ways. First, you can dial the number 215-253-4516. Once again, 215-253-4516. You can also join us on Skype. We'll just look up, call, and or add the contact SilverSurfer_forever, lowercase to help your search. Or you can join me, Surfer, and several others in the Listen Live chat room right now at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live that you can listen to the show live and all the other fine programming and specials of Rant Entertainment Media Radio. And, well, you can listen to us, and if you're not able to listen to us live, you can listen to us in a number of ways. First, you can listen to us on Stitcher Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, the almighty iTunes. You can open up iTunes today and go to the podcast section and search for Ranty and Radio Entertainment Media Radio. And while you're there, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave a review on this show or really any show you want. It'd greatly help us out. And you can also go by Facebook and search for the What Are You Reading comic book show Facebook page, where we update the page daily. That's right, daily updated content with all the latest news and discussions we will be bringing up for the show. And you can even talk to me or Surfer about comics if you want, or comic related topics. And if you go to the Listen Live chat room, there's a bit of a donate button right there. You can help out this site. There's an old adage, if you think the show is worth a buck, then let us have that buck. And you can order your t-shirts for Mega Slam at the top of the page. Just click on the big-ass Mega Slam logo and you're going to be taken right to it.
You're going down, Regent. And you know what the sound of this is?
Tic-tacs?
No.
Okay.
But it's going in the trash. I'm done. Never taking one again.
What kind of Tic Tacs are those? Are they the orange Tic Tacs?
These are not Tic Tacs, okay?
Okay.
This is something I padded my life on. I believed in them because I was told to believe in them.
What? Are those vitamins?
I'm going to take one last one for old time's sake.
Which one are you having? The Fred or Barney one?
Hold on.
Wait, was that a Wilma?
This is a daily one, and I'm done. Okay, never again. Never again. Come on now, Viagra, mental pills.
Hey, there is no shame in admitting that you need a little bit of extra help in the bedroom, because sometimes...
You know what?
You can't quite rise to the occasion. Look, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
You know what? If I need... Never mind. I'm not going to say it on this show.
It's
not the appropriate place. This is a family show. Family show.
Look, if you need phone or assistance, it's fine.
Okay, that's enough, Jordan. I don't need assistance, okay?
And this is really the worst segue to get to what to one no, more no, no, downer no, no. thing.
You know what comes first.
What?
Box office.
Oh, box office. Yeah, let's talk about box office.
Bring up my box office.
Got Ant-Man.
Yes, people.
And we've recorded a special discussion about the movie, which you can now listen to on Rant Entertainment Media Radio. Wink.
People, I'm proud of you, okay? It looked bad at one Friday because Pixels was number one. But Saturday and Sunday, people came to their senses. Ant-Man beat out Pixels for first place. Brought in $24.7 million. It's a domestically up to $106 million. So it's not doing bad. It's got a $130 million budget. It's $226 million worldwide. So we'll get that Ant-Man 2. Pixels came in second place for $24
million.
And you know what? The budget's only $88 million. I've been hearing some horrible, terrible things.
Oh, my God. Two of my friends just recently saw this, and they had such vitriol hate.
But I got to see it, though.
No, you don't. Okay. No, you don't.
I do. I do got to
see
it. I'm not going to pay for it, but I got to see it.
Okay, look, Surfer, I'm saying this to you right now as a friend and someone who I consider family. I cannot in good conscience allow you to do this to yourself.
I'm immune. And the last number I got is Minions at third place with 22.1 million. Domestic gross totals 261 million because everybody loves a minion.
So, almost everyone.
Who doesn't love a minion? Who wants to keep their job?
There are people. You know, I'm not saying me, because I think minions are the most amazing things ever. They are better than the discovery of
anybody,
electricity.
Listen, anybody you know don't like a minion, you need to get up, drop that dead weight.
Okay, trick question. My girlfriend doesn't like minions. Do I break up with her?
You don't need her. And I'm going to not call her any B or H words. Out of respect for you.
Or C words?
Nah, I never use that word. No.
What, carpenter?
No, I mean, you know, come on now. But, you know, just think about it. You can do better. Don't think you can't. Especially once you get out to Hollywood. You know, once you become a big-time movie person, you know, they'll be throwing it at you. So... Keep that in mind.
Then maybe me and Megan should come up with like some sort of open relationship sort of thing.
Well, no, what's going to happen is like you're going to get famous and then you're going to leave her behind. And you know, you saw Wolf of Wall Street. You know how that works.
Wait, hold on. Are you implicating I'm going to bang Margot Robbie? Because I love this implication right now.
Hey, could happen.
I love this implication. Okay, before this is the smartest idea you've ever had.
Before we get to the news, let's get the bad news out of the way. Seriously, bad news.
Yeah, we had a couple of passings in the comic industry this week. First up was legendary Archie Comics artist Tom Moore, who passed away at the age of 86.
Yeah.
This past Tuesday.
You know, it's kind of incredible that Archie is so popular that they're just a company that just puts out Archie books and tons
and
of
them. Yeah, and I'm actually very interested in these Archie books right now.
Oh, God.
Afterlife of Archie, yeah. And I read the first Archie number one by Mark Waid. Damn good stuff. And even the Sabrina book is amazing.
Sabrina Teenage Witch?
The Creepy Adventures of Sabrina, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is not... Okay, if you're expecting Melissa Joan Hart type antics with this book, you are... I wasn't telling you. I was telling the audience.
Oh, no. Sabrina was out before the TV show, wasn't it?
Most likely, yeah.
And we also lost veteran artist Alan Carpenberg. He's been known for X-Men and Howard the Duck and... Spider-Man. So, we lost some legends this week.
And now we... we are going to... God damn it, my throat. Hold on. We will now have a moment of silence for our dearly departed.
And we also lost a third one this week. And that's why I'm throwing away my vitamins. That's all I have to say on that.
Moment of silence for Surfer's Flintstone vitamins.
I don't eat Flintstone vitamins no
more. Okay, fine. Jetson vitamins. Anyway, moment of silence.
Let's get to the news. That's what people are waiting on. Y'all can call us now. You don't have to listen.
And right now, there's a bit of news that... excuse me. That just came up on my feed. That's been a rumor, but is now officially confirmed. And that news is our writers for the Spider-Man movie between Sony and Marvel. John Francis Daley and Jonathan M. Goldstein, who recently co-wrote and co-directed the recent Vacation remake, or a sequel, or whatever the hell it is, are officially writing the movie. They said...
I thought that was old news.
That was a rumor. Now it's officially confirmed.
Okay.
It's officially confirmed, because in a joint interview on NPR, Francis Daley said... We can finally acknowledge that. This is the first time we can say that we are writing it. And Goldstein chimed in saying, we've been saying no comment for the last week, and that he's a sharp, and they are thrilled. He's a sharp kid, and witty, and kind of deals with the fact that he's an outcast, and a geek through humor. It's sort of a safety net for geeks like us, so I think we can totally relate where he's coming from, as well as the superheroes, which we also have.
Do you have any excitement on this news? I mean, because I want to see how Vacation turns out.
You see, John Francis Daley is someone I usually enjoy. Again, I say usually. I mean, I liked him enough as Sweets on Bones. And he did write write the screenplay for Horrible Bosses, which is
that doesn't give me confidence. I didn't think either one of those movies were funny.
Very fun. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, I am extremely hesitant, given he also wrote the incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Okay, I did find that funny.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not an all time great, but it was funny enough.
Huh.
You didn't think I was funny?
There were some funny parts here and there.
I wouldn't argue with you, you know, that movie. That's not a movie we need to fight over. You know, everybody didn't think it was funny, and I understand that completely. So.
So we now have our Spider-Man writers, our director, and our Spider-Man. So, things are really shaping up.
Now, everybody, cross your fingers and see that Marvel and DC don't go to war with each other. Because it'll be like, the third time they've gone to war over Spider-Man? And we've had it twice so far. And let's hope that there's no conflict and they can put out a movie that's worthy of being seen by everybody. That's all we want. I like the Raimi Spider-Mans. I didn't like the, what was his name? The Web Spider-Mans.
So. The what?
Mark Webb.
Which one? What? Ben Reilly? You talking about Ben Reilly's?
Mark Webb directed the last two Spider-Mans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and also John Francis Daley. I loved him on Freaks and Geeks. He was amazing on that. I almost forgot Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks every Tuesday at 11 p.m. No.
Not that. Freaks and Geeks. No. That's a
so,
very, very, very different thing, Surfer.
Okay. We forgot the other death. Woodhouse.
Oh, yes. George... is a longtime veteran in Hollywood, many films, television, even Saturday Night Live. He was recently, over the past years, the voice of Woodhouse on Archer, the very fine FX show. And he's had he's been in other movies like Stepford Wives, Kramer vs. Kramer, The Dove, Mighty Ducks, and he's done voice acting from Transformers Dark and the Moon to Skyrim, Old Republic, Star Wars Old Republic, and Guild Wars 2. He sadly passed away recently at the age of 86.
I tell you, the voice acted at such a advanced age. I mean, that's
June Foray's still going. Look at her.
Who?
June Foray.
I'm just saying, like, if you're a voice actor, you know, yeah, you can go on forever.
Yeah, totally. And I'm gonna miss her. I mean, Woodhouse was a damn good.
Was that
character.
Why he was missing in last season?
What?
Was that the reason why he was missing last season?
No, I think it was also just script ideas, or he was just having a few health problems. See, they've been recording the latest season.
So, this guy who voiced me, he'll be on this new season?
Some episodes, I believe. I'm also curious as to how they'll write off Woodhouse, but also FX has...
They might not be able to, might not have to write him off, because... He can get somebody to imitate his voice.
Possibly. Although, really... I honestly figure it this way. They could do a death episode where Archer actually becomes mature.
Uh-huh.
Like, actually see how Archer functions without Woodhouse. See how the death actually affects him. You know, because there's a good episode in there.
Mm-hmm.
And also a good send-off for Woodhouse, which, by the way, FX has also done by releasing a video, Rest in Peace George Co., showing some of the Woodhouse highlights, you know, from, you know, moments where he helped Archer to being shit on a lot, and ending with a very sweet, tender moment between the two. Yeah. So, rest in peace, George Co., I shall miss you dearly.
Yes. Now, I got some news I want to talk about. Black Lightning creator Tony Isabella in DC have reconciled.
Ah, that's nice.
Now, here's the deal. Tony Isabella created Black Lightning, who was the first DC black hero to get his solo book in the 70s. And then, of course, the book lasted a while before it ended. There was a dispute as to what kind of situation Tony Isabella was when he created the character, and you know, whether he was, you know, work for hire, or was he, you know, should he get the rights back? So he's had a long time feud with DC over the character, and DC, of course, didn't use the character for a long time, and they've gone to court back and forth. And then at times DC has relaunched Black Lightning, but you know, it didn't last long.
Yeah, back in 95,
right.
13 issue revival.
But it seems like you know, they're back on good terms now. They're about to reprint some of the original Black Lightning series, including the Denny O'Neil final issue. And one of the things supposedly DC was trying to say that the character was also created by Trevor Von Eden. Am I saying this right?
E-E-D-E-N? Eden.
Yeah. They were saying that he was the co-creator, so Isabel didn't really have the rights to him. And I've met Tony Isabella. And he's a nice dude, you know. And you know, I'm glad things are gonna work out for him, because
The Black Lightning book, volume one, the reprint is set for release on April 5th of next year. And he even spoke out saying, you know, with Jeff Johns, Jeff wanted to talk about Black Lightning and my dissatisfaction with my decades unpleasant relationship with DC Comics. Just as I always have, Jeff sees a lot of potential in my finest creation. It's a potential that the previous DC management clearly never saw. We talked about what it would take to make things right between me and DC so that Jeff could, in good conscience, consider developing a character in this bigger than 1976 or even 1995 new comics world. Conversation will remain private for now. Let's just call it a good start. I know it's the first time in two decades a DC executive didn't speak to me like I was a child or insane.
See, people, that just shows that white creators can create black characters and not make them into bad stereotypes. Even though calling them Black Lightning was, I mean, every character that was created in the 70s was called black.
Pretty much. That was kind of the thing back then. But Isabella also mentioned how he has high hopes for the collaboration and praised not just Geoff Johns, but also Dan DiDio for treating him in an upright manner, meaning, hey, we could have more than a reprinting. We could have, like, some more collections, some more Black Lightning and other media. I mean, hey, the sky's the limit now. Hey,
you know, let's get that Black Lightning Static Shock team up. That's what
we
want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Want that. That'd be awesome.
Anyway, what's next on our list of...
Next up,
Flash news, because a couple of them, right?
Well, there's some things. Yeah, okay, yeah, there's a couple things. First off, speaking of Geoff Johns, one of his original villains during his time on The Flash will be coming to CW. Just on Arrow, actually. It'll be debuting on Arrow. J.R. Bourne is playing the villainous Double Down. Double Down, if you'll recall, is a metahuman who can turn use into deadly weapons. He first appeared in the Flash one-shot, The Flash, Iron Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Bourne has recently appeared in recurring roles on multiple series, such as Stargate SG-1, Teen Titan, and most recently, Revenge. He is one of the several new additions to Arrow, to the recurring cast of Arrow Season 4, such as Echo Kellum as Mr. Terrific, Alexander Calvert as Anarchy, and Jimmy Akingbola as Baron Blitzkrieg.
They are adding a lot of people to this season of Flash and Arrow. I mean, every there's some kind of casting news or note. And these ain't just one-offs. I mean, these are recurring characters or show regulars. And
or villains. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, yes, there was two other Arrow castings made. Mark Guggenheim tweeted out, as he usually does, the script, the title page for the script of whatever episode they're shooting. Right now, it's they're shooting episode two of the fourth season, which is titled The Candidate, which took people to think they're actually going to adopt the storyline in which Oliver Queen became mayor of Star City. Although it seems that might not be the case, as Jeri Ryan was announced to guest star in the episode as said candidate. Jessica Danforth, a friend of the Queen family, her political ambitions will place her in the crossfires of a menacing antagonist.
7 of 9. Coming back to the CW.
Yes, indeed, it appears.
I tell you, man, she you know, people wasn't watching Voyager until Jeri Ryan showed up at 7 of 9. Then interest picked up, so...
I watched Voyager from the beginning.
Well, I watched some of Voyager, but those early seasons of Voyager just weren't... I mean, most of the season weren't good, but... you know, it was what it was. You know, I watched it to the end, and... It's probably my least favorite Star Trek series.
I'm going to say that's still the last... It's either Voyager or Enterprise, although Enterprise has the shittiest finale.
Yeah, no, the finale wasn't shitty, it's just that it was rushed. Cause,
oh, no, I'm going to say both.
Because, you know, if it had it with 7 or 8 seasons and then they got to the thing of we're forming a federation, you'd have been happier with that ending. But since they were ending it after 3 seasons, and I thought the second season was great of Enterprise. You know, it was interesting anyway. But there's a lot of controversy about an owl-built villain, Van Blitzkrieg. Because, Hollywood Reporter brings the news that the villain's being cast by British actor Jimmy, I can't pronounce his last name, Akinbola.
Akinbola.
So it's a black guy who was playing a Nazi supervillain. But in the TV show, instead of Van Blitzkrieg, he's going to be known as Van Richter. Still.
Nobody. Falcon from the Avengers wasn't originally Black Falcon. He was always just the Falcon.
Yeah, he was never Black Falcon. He never had the black in his name.
That was someone else. And at DC.
Who was he thinking of at DC?
No, he was thinking... I'm trying to remember the name right now. I just know Black Falcon because... Black Falcon. But yeah, no. Falcon was just always Falcon. And yes, Phil, I know the coughing is terrible. I don't know what the hell happened to my voice. I was sounding fine before the show, then showtime. I don't know what the hell's happening. I'm trying to take care of it right now, but also be professional and stay on the air.
You're right, nobody. Jerry Ryan was worth watching that show for.
Well, yes, she is beautiful. And also her character was damn good. Ah, damn it. Okay, so next up,
Hypno Hustler wasn't a hero.
Really?
Yeah. He said that he mentioned Hypno Hustler. He wasn't a hero. You never hear villains with black in their name, so except for Black Manta.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know he was black when I was a kid.
Really?
You never saw his face in the cartoon, so.
Fair enough.
And they don't call him Black Manta anymore anyway. He's called Manta.
Yeah. That's true as well. Sorry, I had to replace the battery in my wireless mic, and now we're good. So we can get to the next story, which is about Hawkman.
Okay.
Hawkman is reportedly going to be appearing on Flash and Arrow before he makes an appearance over on Legends of Tomorrow.
Well, is there anybody who's not going to make an appearance on the two main shows before they do Heroes of Tomorrow?
I don't know. The Wonder Twins?
The Wonder Twins are on there?
No, I can't. No, I don't want the Wonder Twins on there. I don't give a shit about the Wonder Twins.
You know, the Wonder Twins ain't bad characters if you write them correctly. I mean, having the power to form water seems stupid, but, you know, with the right training, you could do a lot with that. But anyway, you know, it was a kid's cartoon, so.
Well, about Hawkman. Entertainment Weekly reported that Hawkman will be could appear on Flash and Arrow before debuting on Legends of Tomorrow. And as we all know, Hawkman is a 5,000-year-old man who, despite being reincarnated throughout the centuries, can't remember every past life.
Yeah, let's hope they do a better job than Smallville did. Not that I didn't like him on Smallville, but.
It appears they will be going with the Carter Hall incarnation of Hawkman, that CW's Hawkman reportedly will be charismatic and wise beyond his years, as well as a natural-born leader with an abundance of charm and confidence. A bit of a, you know, different take from Hawkman's usual short-tempered man's man attitude and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like Hawkman. I really do. I think he's a damn good character.
So they're gonna have Hawkman and Hawkgirl. Or are they gonna be together?
No word. No idea. We don't know yet. But
yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
just we do know Hawkman's coming, and that's pretty cool. And I do agree. Here's hoping he gets a better cut than he did on Smallville.
Has Edge made an appearance on Flash yet? No.
No, he's filming it right now.
He's going to be on this upcoming season.
The season doesn't start until October.
All right. What do you think going to be the better show? Flash or Arrow, you think?
I was going to say Flash.
You think Flash is going to become the number one show?
I think Flash can continue. I think Flash will continue to carry its great momentum from season one and still be the best superhero / comic book show on television next to Daredevil.
And, of course, Flash is getting a new costume, so closer to the book. That'll be interesting to see.
That excites me to no end. And speaking of Flash, we had a couple Flash stories in that Ezra Miller recently spoke out about playing the upcoming Fastest Man Alive in the DC Cinematic Universe, or Extended Universe, as they are going to call it. Miller had this to say. Barry Allen is the hero of the Silver Age, who follows a lot of really interesting discoveries in physics. Where he comes from is where we figured out the event Horizon was there. And he was the character who was created for our Mipha's machine of comic books to break that event Horizon. So you could explore in fantasy. I think it's an interesting idea. And what's interesting to me is, what the fuck does that do to someone? And the comment was brought up is about the Flash TV show, and everybody's watching. I'm not avoiding it at all. I think it's awesome. Come on, man. We're the Flash. It's parallel universes. Grant Gustin is the Flash, and I'm the Flash. Don't you see it? It's the event Horizon. We crossed it, baby. Grant and I are chilling, and we're gonna have a race. It's gonna be dope. Like Jake Garrick and Barry Allen back in the day. And Miller even brought out how he's apparently a lifelong comic book fan.
And he's not going to be in Batman v Superman, right?
He might be. Shit, there's a clown car of people in this damn movie.
Yeah, that is true. So, either this could be a great film, could be a clusterfuck. Let's cross our fingers that's a film worth talking about.
That's like, we'll be talking about Fantastic Four soon.
Yeah. So there's also word that Constantine could show up on Arrow, which wouldn't be a bad thing to happen since the show got canceled and nobody picked it up, and it was a good character. So who knows? My Twitter keeps going off. What's next? What do you want to talk about?
That's fine. You were going to bring up the next story, but okay. Speaking of the Flash, Legends of Tomorrow apparently will appear to be a standalone season-by-season anthology series. So, showrunner Phil Klemmer revealed it would be an anthology series and compared the first season to, like, Ocean's 11.
So what are they saying? Like, when stuff go on that show, it's not going to be mentioned on the other shows?
Well, it's kind of like taking an approach, I say, of True Detective and such. He said, it's an anthology show. Mm-hmm. It's not designed to go forever. This season is meant to be standalone. I mean, not as anthological and as True Detective, but not everybody will be continuing on this journey.
It makes sense that they would change characters from season to season, depending on the need, you know, of the threat. But will they bring out somebody like Supes or Bats on that show?
I don't know. Maybe I should finish.
I doubt it. They're too afraid to do something like that.
I doubt we're going to get Batman or Superman on here. It'd be great, but I sincerely fucking doubt it. He went on to say, but not everybody will be continuing on this journey. The sort of central premise of time travel in Vandal Savage is totally up for grabs. This is meant to be a season that is tightly serialized. that when it's over, you can't go home again. It's not going to begin season two of all us hopping back on the same ship. Like, let's get Vandal and let's get him for real this time. This is not traditional episodic television. And Mark Guggenheim even went on to say about how each season will be like its own separate movie. And they could sort of subtitle it like, you know, American Horror Story. Hopefully it's more like the first two seasons of American Horror Story and not these god-awful last two seasons.
Now, since we've been talking about Flash and Arrow, let's talk about that other show that's related to them, but not in the same network, Supergirl. Apparently, they're going to be bringing in Lucy Lane to become a recurring character on Supergirl. And Lucy Lane, of course, is Lois Lane's oldest sister, and in the comic book she does become Superwoman. On the TV show, she's going to be the ex-girlfriend of Mikal Brooks, Jimmy Olsen. So, how did Jimmy hook up with Lucy Lane?
You're seriously asking me that?
No, I'm not asking you that like you know the answer. I'm just saying, like,
Well, hey, maybe they had a nice conversation. Had some dinner. Or Tinder.
So it's a chance that Superwoman could show up eventually. If you know what with Lucy Lane. Is she still alive?
Lucy Lane?
Yes.
In DC Comics currently?
Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but
yeah, I could go look it up as you introduce the next story.
You mean about the Xena reboot?
Yes.
Well, I've never watched Xena, but that was in the days where I used to work all the time, so I didn't have time to watch it. But Lucy Lawless says it was just a rumor, but I think she would be interested in reprising the role of the warrior princess. You think she could still pull it off at her age?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, and by the way, to answer your question, Lucy Lane is still alive in the new 52 continuity, the timeline since 2011. She just hasn't never been Superwoman.
She hasn't been Superwoman, so she never got her powers.
No, she's never had powers.
Does she hate Superman like her father does?
Can't quite remember. Let's just go with maybe.
Yeah, that was her thing. She didn't like Superman, right?
What, first?
Well, I remember when she showed up. She was doing that was the whole doing the whole Kryptonian storyline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think she had a problem with the Kryptonians, but not quite sure. Oh, look, they showing a Key and Peele commercial. It's in his final season on Comedy Central. That makes you sad, doesn't it?
It kind of does, but hey, they're going out on top, so I'm cool with that.
All right.
The next story also deals with a lady, more specifically Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, we all had our hopes up high that she was going to direct the Black Panther movie, and then she said no, and she walked away from it. But she does explain why, which George didn't tell us.
As she explained, she said, "For me, it was a process of trying to figure out, are these people I want to go to bed with? Because it's really a marriage for this. It would have been, for this, it would have been 3 years. It'd be 3 years of not doing other things that are important to me. So it was a question of, is this important enough for me to do?" And of course, she went on to say about how she was intrigued by the cultural impact the film would have, especially, you know, with a black superhero at the helm. and went on to explain that everyone is interested in different things.
I think that translates to they weren't going to pay her enough to give up 3 years of not doing any other movies.
That could be one of it, yeah. Most likely. I mean...
listen, Marvel ain't trying to dole out a lot of money for these early films. I mean, eventually some people have to get paid, but they're doing it as cheap as possible. So
yeah, and even Ariel openly admitted, like, you know, she would have wanted to make a, you know, different movie, and she also said, "This is my art. This is what will live on after I'm gone. So it's important to me to be true to who I was in this moment." And if there's too much compromise, it really wasn't going to be an Ava DuVernay film.
So
the search continues for a director.
It'll be a white guy. You know it will be.
Yeah, most likely. John Singleton, why'd you have to go and do terrible things
Why you bring up John Singleton?
Because years ago, that kind of would have been my go-to for, like, who wanted to make a Black Panther role, like, oh, John Singleton.
But now you don't think he can do a good job, or he's been
fucking up? I don't think he's a good director anymore. He's not as interesting.
Well, they'll find somebody.
Yeah, let's hope. I mean... hell,
they got some time. They still got to finish Civil War. Then they got to do Doctor Strange. And they got to get started on Ragnarok. And does Black Panther come out before or after the first Avengers?
This one, Infinity War?
Yes.
I believe it's between.
But so it comes out after the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got a lot of... And Guardians, too. They got to do that first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... It'll be a while. Hughes Brothers...
Oh, actually, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I could see that. That'd be interesting.
What about Tim Story?
No.
He's done some good movies.
Yes. I'll acknowledge that he's done that.
But you know who I mentioned. You know who I think. They should try to...
Who?
Steve McQueen. Hello? You still there? Uh-oh. I think we lost Jordan.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
A Steve McQueen... Black Panther movie. That'd be interesting. Sure. Really, the two best names that have been brought up are Hughes Brothers and McQueen.
They ain't gonna go with that old master Spike Lee. I just know. I feel in my bones.
Fuck Spike Lee.
No, you fuck Spike Lee because he's done some great movies.
Oh, he has. I'm not. But now, no.
You know what they're gonna get?
Who?
Brett Ratner. He's gonna make a mockery.
Oh God, do not, God. That is like the worst nightmare coming true. Hey, you're finally gonna get a blowjob. All right. Too bad the woman is gonna have a barbed wire lips and braces on her teeth.
Let's see. What's it saying in the chat room? They done From Hell with Depp and Book of Eli with Denzel. Yeah,
yes,
sure.
I'm aware of the Hughes Brothers filmography.
Yeah, we know.
I think From Hell was, but hey, I goddamn love the Book of Eli.
I wonder if Reginald Hudlin could handle it.
Is he any more really of a producer now?
I don't know what he is, you know. He don't work for BET, I don't think, anymore, so.
No, he doesn't. I know he wrote
Black Panther, They made the animated series based on his take on it, so.
Yeah, Hudson's been more of a producer lately, because I think the last film, I'm looking at his filmography, the last movie he directed was Serving Sarah.
Well, how long ago was that?
2002.
Oh, okay. He's probably.
It was also a pretty shitty movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just the worst. Well, apparently, as I'm looking at IMDb, he's been directing various TV episodes.
Now, of course, every studio now wants to do crossover because that's lucrative and big money if you can pull it off.
Merchandising.
Yeah. And, of course, Fox having a few Marvel properties. Now, there's more serious talk of crossing over to X-Men and the Fantastic Four. That's, of course, if the Fantastic Four does well in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, what seems a bit like they're pulling the trigger a little too early with this.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, you have a good amount of people who they already got it set in their mind that this is going to be a terrible movie. So they're not going to like it no matter what. I'm keeping an open mind on this, you know. I'm going to give y'all honest opinion once I see it, whether it's worth seeing or not. And, you know, I'm hoping for the best, but.
You know, since it's based off majority the Ultimate Fantastic Four, I think I just might reread those first two trades of it.
But, you know, if they do a crossover, I think they want Bryan Singer to handle that. Which, you know, that gives you confidence. That gives me a lot of confidence that Bryan Singer is the director of that movie. I don't know what kind of deals that the characters from the Fantastic Four have, whether they got multiple picture deals or they have to be re-signed and, you know, ask for more money.
Yeah, and Singer said in a recent interview, those ideas are in play. That would be a natural matchup because they're both ensemble films and there's a natural mechanism by which to do. And he said it would deal with time.
And speaking of X-Men, did we already talk about last week about
we talked about all the thing about Apocalypse
and how everybody's making fun of the way he looks.
Yeah, Ivan Ooze, all the Power Rangers jokes that kind of gotten a bit old now. Yeah, we got to that.
Okay, just. I know we didn't do a lot of news last week because we had nice callers and we were having a nice little conversation.
We were celebrating our anniversary.
Yeah, because we've been on the air for 7 years, double A. God, man, it gets on my nerves sometimes. I know you out there listening. I know you listen. I know you like comic books, double A. What's happening, Stanley? You got a link here. Let's see.
It's just a link to a Google search of Kim Kardashian versus Wonder Woman.
Okay. Oh, don't bring up Menace to Society. Come on now. I hate that movie.
I do. Oh, just mentioning other films that the Hughes brothers has done in the channel.
I know, but a lot of people like that movie when it came out. I don't like it. It just. Too many things that movie bothered me as a person, as a moral person, you know? So, anyway. I mean, it does have memorable characters, and of course, the famous line, you know you done fucked up. You know you fucked up.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Like, a really long time.
And, Lunge Tate, you know? I thought he was actually like that as a character because he was wilding out in that movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, once I saw him in another film and he was acting like he had some sense, I was like, okay, I have confidence.
Well, why don't you bring up the next story while I prep the next one, the one after that?
Well, you know, people thought that the directors of Captain America Civil War was tweeting about Spider-Man hints and Doctor Strange hints and a lot of other stuff, but it turns out fake. Wasn't a Twitter account, so.
Yep, and I was kind of disappointed because I was also hoping for like some nice way back Arrested Development behind the scenes pictures, but no.
But some pictures of this, of Civil War has come out, you know, Cap running around and stuff. And I'm excited for it, you know. If it's half as good as Winter Soldier, I'm on board. You know what I mean? I think they have a chance of blowing out Winter Soldier. I do. What do you think?
I think it's gonna be good. I think Civil War can be some pretty damn good entertaining stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope. And I mean, hey, the first issue of that Civil War Secret Wars book, it was actually pretty damn good. Here's hoping that doesn't drop the ball.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those first issues of Civil War, Secret Wars, people were loving, but follow-up issues, you know, they're not getting the high praise that those first issues did. Speaking of Secret Wars, what have you read lately?
Actually, I'm just now catching up on a lot of books that I'm behind on. I haven't gotten to any of my Secret War stuff yet, if I'm going to be completely honest.
So you don't know what's going on, Old Man Logan?
No, I got the latest two issues here on my here on my Comixology account. I just haven't gotten to them yet.
Yeah, Old Logan, you're getting fucked up.
Yeah, no, he really is. And although the latest things I've read, I read Dr. Fate number 2, really liking that. I just read.
That was talking about Secret Wars.
Okay, fine. Then no, I haven't read anything of Secret Wars yet. The last thing I read of Secret Wars was 1872, like the Western book.
Well, I read the latest issue of Silver Surfer. Of course, Silver Surfer is primed and ready to save the day, because that's the kind of hero he is. He escaped the destruction of the universe. Him and Don Greenwood and Toomey, they slipped into this void before the universe got destroyed. And, of course, that's when he found out that the universe is... no longer controlled by Eternity, but controlled by Doom. But he met some cosmic beings who said, yeah, this will be over soon. When it does, they'll need a place to come back to. So you're going to help us rebuild a new universe. So, people, you're welcome. I'm here to save the day. It's like I'm always saving the day. You know, a saved universe is like it's a second nature, you know.
The Dan Slott Silver Surfer book is fantastic.
But they haven't mentioned that it's coming back yet.
Let's just pump the brakes. Pump the brakes a bit. Yeah, they haven't said it's coming back yet. But again, 1872 was the last book I read, the Western Marvel verse, and man, did I love that. That was really good. That was some really good stuff.
I got the first issue of Siege. And,
And I'm actually thinking of just picking up Squadron...
Squadron Sinister. Yeah, that's the bomb.
Yeah, because people are really liking that book and can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it reads like a Crime Syndicate.
And I'll definitely have to check that out. But now to the next story. Jesse Eisenberg had recently just attended Comic-Con for the very first time. San Diego Comic-Con International, by the way. And he talked about this experience, saying, you know, of all the fans screaming, you know, it was terrifying. And, he recently said about his experience, it's like being screamed at by thousands of people. I don't know what the experience is throughout history, but probably some kind of genocide. I can't think of anything that's equivalent.
See, I don't know what he meant, but dude, this is the role that's going to elevate you to the masses. I mean, look, you've done some movies that are so good and people like them, but you're not that big of an actor, okay?
What, the Social Network didn't elevate him to the masses?
No. Everybody didn't go out and see Social Network, okay? Because it was a movie about Facebook. And
it's also a damn good movie.
Yes, it was, but the average person, if you say it's a movie about Facebook, they're not interested. What was it? Holy Rollers. That was the name of it, right? Where he was the acidic Jew that was smuggling drugs.
Yeah.
I mean,
that movie's underrated.
What you say?
That movie's underrated.
Like, he's been in some good roles, but this is, I mean, like, if he expects to be A-list, this is the movie's going to do it. He needs to keep his mouth shut and be appreciative that the fans are screaming at him, because it can all go away. You know, Michael Cera can take your place easily.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Before you went on that, I was going to get to what Eisenberg actually went behind the statements. He said, he said on Tuesday morning in an interview with Jason Segel promoting their new film, The End of the Tour. He said, like, maybe on some cellular memory level, that's the only thing that seems like an equivalent social experience. Even if they're saying nice things, just being shouted at by thousands of people, it's horrifying. I, of course, was using hyperbole to describe the sensory overload I experience. I sometimes do employ that. I'm a normal person who has normal sensory experiences, so Comic-Con was just very overwhelming. That said, it really was an honor to be on the end of such jubilation.
Yeah, he's backpedal. It's a backpedal. Anyway, you know, people, hey, if Batman v Superman blows up in March, nobody will remember what he said, you know? So, just don't blow it, okay? Don't blow it. The trailer for Electric Woman and Dino Girl came out. You think many people are going to be watching that online when it comes out?
I think I will. I really like that trailer. That was funny.
Electra Woman and Dino Girl. I used to watch that as a kid. I never realized how bad that was. Just two superheroes. That's all I knew. I had to watch it.
Dun, 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 dun. You like what you see?
Yeah, you know. Looks like it's a more serious take, even though they're still trying to keep some humor, you know, which is fine. And, you know, I expect the effects to be a lot better than it was during the 70s. I mean, and, you know, when they get in trouble, I don't want them being in dumb situations that just, like, this is one day in a cage and tigers are on their way into the cage and they got to get out. Like, you didn't know they weren't going to get out, so. Anyway, we did link the video on our Facebook page, so if anybody wants to watch it,
you can go and check that out along with, you know, other videos and such, like the Spectre trailer.
The Spectre?
Spectre. New James
Bond. Yeah, Batista blowing up.
Yeah, and I may or may not have watched this trailer several times.
So what do you think about Christoph Waltz as the villain?
You mean Blofeld? Except yeah. He's totally not Blofeld.
No, he's probably going to end up being him.
I wish they weren't doing that. I wish they could just... It's Spectre. You're using Spectre. Just outright say, Christoph Waltz is playing Ernst Stavro Blofeld. I got no problem with that. Don't pull a goddamn Star Trek in the Darkness. That kind of didn't really work for them. But, hey, you know, whatever works for them.
He sounded creepy as hell. He's like, yeah, I'm the author of all your pain.
That line was so good. He is even wearing Blofeld-like fashion, you know, clothing in the movie. And I will say this, maybe... they really aren't showing Blofeld. Maybe he is just Franz Oppenheiser.
Now, sorry.
No, hold on. What if they honestly do have Blofeld casted, but they're like being super, super really goddamn good about not even showing him, and that anyone who's attempting to even leak that information, they're gone.
So Christoph Waltz isn't really the person, he's just the front?
You think possibly. I saying possibly. Do not hold me to this, because I
know. No. I know you're just theorizing.
Don't hold me to it, because even if I'm wrong, I'm like, yeah, whatever, because, hey, I'm getting a new James Bond movie, and it's one with Spectre, who are finally back in the films.
Now, you know, when they mentioned that Batista was going to be in this movie, that they wanted him to be like, you know, iconic like henchman, like Oddjob or Jaws. But when you see him in the trailer, he just looks like just a big dude. So I didn't see that thing that would make him
iconic.
Yes.
But you gotta tease the people, man.
Like, he just looked like, all right, he wearing a suit, he kicking ass. He probably going to beat James Bond down before James Bond gets the best of him. But, yeah, you know, maybe, gotta
tease the audience along,
maybe he got some special skinny jeans that Kale's on contact. I don't know.
Hey, you know, before Guardians of the Galaxy, him being cast would have been like, wait, really? Why are we going with Batista? Come on. But now after Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to see Batista in Spectre. That shit looks good.
Yeah, he's come a long way since Evolution. Man with the Iron Fist.
Yeah, and he's come a long way since being with Deacon Devon.
And he got Guardians 2, the film. And of course, you know, they, who knows how many Guardians may show up in Avengers, because everybody may show up in that movie. So, anyway. Good for you, but Bautista.
Bautista.
You know, that could have been you, Hulk Hogan. You could have been an iconic movie star, and you blew it. You ruined it. For everybody.
The rights of almost every man. well, speaking of blowing it, I'm not just talking about my throat right now, or what I do behind the back alley on Saturday nights. This story hurts me. I'm just going to say it. There's an emoji movie in development at Sony Pictures Animation.
Well,
a movie about the emojis on your little smartphone.
Well, don't write it off. I mean, it's animated, so.
Yeah, sure, but what is there to do with emojis?
Lego movie.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I will concede. Look, Lego movie worked. And really has dispelled. Really, the Lego movie has dispelled. It's like, oh, it's a such and such movie. What'd you expect? It's like, no, I expect effort on any film, no matter how big or how small it is. And I assume there will be effort put into an emojis movie. However, I still think it's a stupid idea to make a movie about emojis.
Yeah, but you know, it could be on a level of Inside Out where. You know, these different emojis, you know, they express some emotion that really tugs at the heart. You know, I don't get why there's a emoji a poop. Like, who uses that emoji?
Like, I don't know. Sony.
You know, and poop with a smiling face. I'm sorry. That don't sit well with me. Because poop, when I see poop, it's not smiling at me, okay? It's me mugging me.
Well, okay? If your poop isn't smiling at you, maybe you're not having a pleasant toilet experience.
No, it's me mugging me, okay? And I'm ready to go off when I see poop. You know, I mean, it's first of all, poop is nasty, okay? It's always been nasty. I get excited, and I get hyped, and I want to hurt people when they come with that shit, okay? I ain't putting up with no shit from nobody. Just not going to do it. Okay? The hell with that.
Well,
See, I'm getting emotional now. Thinking about a emoji of poop smiling at me. How dare them. But no, the movie the movie could be done creatively. I mean,
well, apparently it might be since Sony bought the detailed pitch by co-writers Eric Siegel and Anthony Leo Dennis. Who will be direct? Leo Dennis will be directing the feature, and they have already created a series of storyboards that outline the movie. Leo Dennis has already worked with DreamWorks on animation films, such as doing with the upcoming Boo, Bureau of Otherworldly Operations.
See, I'm gonna put a little smiley emoji in the chat room.
Sony will take anything because they're also doing the angry version of it. Now, and by the way, I discovered what I need to do, Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, follow me here.
Okay.
I'm going to write a feature-length screenplay based on Tinder.
Tinder?
Yeah, the dating app.
That hasn't been done already?
Okay, yeah, almost damn near any modern-day romantic comedy. But... I'm going to use Tinder as an extensive plot point and make up some bullshit and get millions of dollars.
Now, is Tinder the male-female hookup or is the male-male
Okay. Tinder is for...
Grindr, right?
Tinder is for everyone. Grindr is exclusively for gay men.
Okay. So I downloaded the wrong... just forget I said that. Sorry. Anyway, now, I miss back in the days where you could be anonymous when you do that online dating stuff. You know, now you got to show your face. People are swiping you left. It's just too much for me.
Have you been swiped left too many times?
No, I'm not on. I don't have those apps. I don't. You know, I'm not one to want my picture on the internet because once you get in trouble, then the news can take those pictures and then you're all over the news. So. That's why I don't put pictures on the internet. Let's see. What did it say in the chat room? Silver General just said that your name, he's coming after you with an Illuminati army. It was nice to know you. I don't know. That's the auto insurance, right? The General. Oh, anyway. I don't know what's going on in the chat room. Sony needs they need a hit, so let's wish them well. Just don't, like I said, don't put a smiley face on poop. I'm done. What's your next story? Mr. Cobb. Cobb!
Why?
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with a danger zone bit. Which, now I realize you now weren't going to, and disappoints me greatly.
What danger zone?
Archer.
Oh, that's your thing. Danger zone.
Danger zone!
Oh, well, we was talking about... real quick.
Yeah?
We was talking about Secret Wars a minute ago. And I forgot the most important news of Secret War.
What?
That is, Superman is in Secret Wars, people. He's coming.
What?
Kinda.
Oh.
The cover to issue 8 is been released. And if you look closely on the cover, it's a recreation of different iconic imagery from different Marvel events. So one of the events is when Superman and Spider-Man met, and you know, the first Marvel DC team up. And on the cover, you see Spider-Man, but you really don't see Superman other than a foot. You know, that's kind of indicate that that's from that cover, without putting Superman on the cover. So Superman found himself in Secret Wars. He'll save the day. He'll stop Doom. He'll stop the God Doom, right?
No.
No?
No, because no one can stop our Lord God Doom, for he is the Almighty. Praise Doom!
And you know, I'm really looking forward to issue 5 because that's supposed to show how he created Battle World. So, you know, this could make or break the series because a lot of these stories, when they get to that 5th issue and they decide to backtrack the story, it kind of takes momentum away from what you've been reading. But we'll see what happens with issue 5. What you got next?
What do you got? I got a couple Ant-Man stories.
Okay.
First off, with Wasp, there were some plans for her apparently for Civil War, but they were canceled.
That's terrible.
And Kevin Feige said she was included in early versions of Civil War, but there are so many characters in Civil War that I didn't want to do her disservice. Like, she flies in, I've got the costume now, and she flies out. With Ant-Man, I'm not saying that's what Ant-Man does in the movie, but we already know him, and we've already seen him. We haven't seen her as Wasp, and we don't want to rob the opportunity of seeing her in the outfit for at least almost the first time, and seeing that her dynamic with Scott in a way that would play out. So we're saving it, but it's going to be in Phase 3 for sure. We're going to get Wasp. It's going to be awesome.
You know, there's a lot of criticism about her character from different people. Some people think that she wasn't, that you know, her character wasn't that good. There's been the...
I disagree.
There's been the whole complaints from some women groups, and of course, I don't know why people got to make something out of nothing. Ant-Man was an enjoyable movie. Just because it wasn't great doesn't mean it's not good.
So. I agree. And speaking of Ant-Man, there was an alternate ending, apparently.
Yeah. What did it
so,
say?
I'm just going to throw up the spoiler warning right now. And do a countdown, just in case someone hasn't heard. Because this is a final warning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, you're fucked. You only got yourself to blame. So, Carson, played by Martin Donovan, said by Reed, at the end of the movie, he gets away and has these cross particles. And there was a sequence where Ant-Man has an encounter with him. But then, for a couple reasons, I felt like maybe we should leave those particles out there. Now, the original thing, he took Martin Donovan out and got the particles. So, essentially, after the honest climax of defeating Yellow Jacket and coming back from the subatomic, you know, realm, then we would have just had this add-on ending that really would have been more like a special feature on the Blu-ray release.
Which they've already announced is the Blu-ray, didn't they? I saw something. I didn't look at it, but
no, they have not announced any of those.
No, movies. I saw somewhere they announced the release date for the Blu-ray already.
I don't know anything about the Ant-Man Blu-ray.
Yeah, you know, they don't waste time putting out these movies these days, you know?
No, I know that.
You figure, okay, we're in July, so it'll be out by October. Oh, I meant to mention this early in the show, but you know, the reason why we do this show is because superheroes are real. And if you don't believe me, well, Spider-Man visited a terminal child at Duke's Children's Hospital. And that's what we're all about, you know, it's about the children. So a sick child at Duke Children's Hospital is about to get a visit of a lifetime from whole cast of favorite comic book characters. Suiting up as a superhero and is second nature for Rick Schafferman. For years, he played the role of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man at charities across the triangle. Okay. I've always been a fan, obviously. I put a lot of work into the costume that was made, Schaferman said. Schaferman spent hours perfecting his costume, hand painting every detail. Okay, who's the child name? Meeker. No. I can't find the child's name. Oh, God. Anyway, sorry, people. But, Spider-Man never visited me when I was in the hospital as a kid. And it sucked, you know, because I would have freaked out. I was in the hospital. I had pneumonia. I was 5. Spider-Man came to visit me. Man, it would have been the greatest moment of my life. Just would have been. Did you go away for a second or something?
No, I was letting you talk.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was queuing up the next story, which is also about Peyton Reed, and how he was almost the director of the 2005 Fantastic Four movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Reed hasn't spoken much about why he and Fox parted ways, but he recently talked to Yahoo Movies UK about it. He said, I was a huge Marvel fan when I was a kid, and I knew Fantastic Four inside and out, and felt they were always the crown jewel of Marvel. So I went in and got hired for the movie, and I developed it for the better part of a year with 3 different sets of writers. But it became clear after a while that Fox had a very different movie in mind. They were also chasing a release date, so we ended up parting company.
Yeah.
He even went on to say about Fox's involvement would have prevented him from making the movie he wanted, saying that the environment at Fox in 2003 was very different from the one Marvel has now, and that Fox had a very specific idea. They wanted to pitch it much younger than Reed always wanted, and felt like they treated the character. And Reed felt like they were treating Fantastic Four as they were B-level characters.
Yeah, I can believe that because you know they had X-Men. They probably just, you know, doing Fantastic Four to keep the rights. And even you get the feeling that there's more effort being put into the X-Men franchise than the Fantastic Four franchise.
Yeah, because X-Men's a cash cow. And while, man, Fantastic Four is great, they are an important part of Marvel and comic book history.
World's greatest comic book magazine.
Yeah, Reed even said, I actually feel like Joss Whedon's first Avengers did a lot of the same things I would have liked to have done Fantastic Four. Those massive battles in the streets of Manhattan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said that he is psyched for Josh Trank's version. He knows nothing about it, but he really liked Chronicle and is hopeful. I am too, because I'm one of a great Fantastic Four movie that's actually called Fantastic Four out there.
Who doesn't like Chronicle?
There are some people that aren't as big as fans as say we are.
Okay, but yeah, I've gotten rid of them in my life, so.
Is that really necessary?
What? Getting rid of people? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I agree with that, but just for that.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. Who needs them?
Okay. Well, speaking of Marvel, it appears there will be some hints for Thor Ragnarok coming up in Captain America Civil War.
Of course. It's all one big universe, people.
Yeah. Jamie Alexander confirmed this, saying there's a lot of great stuff they've prepped through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We will have some stuff. There's just all kinds of Easter eggs and hunts, if you're really paying attention. So they're good at interweaving everything throughout these films. And it said, Marvel, I think, on purpose, they don't tell me certain things, because they know I'll be like, so here's what's going to happen. But I do know I will be in Thor 3, and that Sif will have a very pivotal part in that movie. And I just can't tell you what, because I'll get shot.
I had a thought, and I got distracted by Tommy Boy just a second ago. What was the last thing you just said?
What?
The last thing you mentioned.
The there are going to be hints of Ragnarok and Civil right. War.
Oh, Jamie Alexander, isn't she on another TV show?
She's going to be in one on Blindspot.
Right, so is she done showing up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you think?
I don't know. Maybe. I kind of hope not, since her episodes are some of the highlights of the show itself.
You know, I'm really hoping that when we get Thor Ragnarok, I mean, we get the throwdown of throwdowns. You know, that could be like Turn of the King. If they pull this off right. I mean, forget Jane Foster, leave her on Earth, you know, open up the gates of hell, bring in all the frost giants, bring in every freaking enemy of Asgard, and just have one big throwdown, okay? Last man standing wins.
Oh.
Even though he bites the dust.
That would be pretty damn cool.
Loki's behind it all. Because, you know, Ragnarok, everybody dies, so. Everybody dies in Ragnarok.
Well, why don't we now talk about Surfer's favorite show, Once Upon a Time?
It's not my favorite show. I like it.
Oh, right, your favorite show is Hannibal, correct. Man, that was a great episode last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay, Hannibal. Yeah, sure, fuck that show. Anyway, what about Once Upon a Time?
I thought you'd already.
You brought it up.
Well, looks like I'm giving you the news.
No, I know the news, but I want you to read it. Because this is your punishment for messing with me just now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You got to think of way better punishments, man.
Well, you don't watch Once Upon a Time, so.
I'm trying to catch up.
Dark Swan is coming.
Anyway, Westworld actor bit Eon Bailey is leaving the show after a week is announced as he was joining the show. A scheduling conflict occurred, and he will now be now Ben Barnes will be taking over the role of Logan.
Ben Barnes is from the
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah,
he'll be taking over Bailey's role
as who?
Logan.
Logan?
Yeah.
Wolverine Logan?
Westworld casting. Oh, no, it's a Westworld casting switch. Okay, hold on. All right, this is what it says. HBO casting change on HBO's Westworld. Actor Eon Bailey from Once Upon a Time is leaving the sci-fi show a week after
he was announced. So he's not leaving Once Upon a Time.
Okay, I'm trying to read the whole thing. He is leaving the sci-fi thriller a week after it was announced. He was joining the show. A scheduling conflict emerged with Once Upon a Time, and now Ben Barnes will be taking over the role of Logan in Westworld. Logan is a lounge bachelor and veteran Westworld guest. His hedonistic romp through Westworld is equally motivated by self-indulgence and a desire to help out his friend William.
Okay, so it's reverse.
Yeah.
Ben Barnes did seem like he would fit more over at Once Upon a Time, but at the moment it's a bigger show than Westworld's gonna be, so.
I don't know, HBO.
Yeah, but Even big shows on HBO has a limit to their ratings because everybody don't have cable. Everybody has free TV.
Oh, there's HBO Now, HBO Go. The numbers over that.
No, HBO Go. You gotta have HBO. HBO Now. That's $15. I think they're charging too much. I mean, that's twice as much as Netflix. And you only get, limited to what comes on HBO. So I really don't get their price point, to be honest. But
yeah, but you can get some more current movies and TV shows and such with HBO, more current movies that are playing on HBO than you can get with Netflix.
No, you can't. Because, trust me, I have HBO Go now. And
And yeah. You were just complaining about it being too high.
No, I have HBO Go, not HBO Now.
Oh, okay.
I think HBO Now is too high at $15. That's standalone. I think part of the reason with that is because cable companies probably don't like the fact that they have this streaming service. And, of course, they don't want people to give up the cable.
Of course not. Have you seen that South Park episode?
No, I haven't watched South Park in years.
Okay, well, never mind. But yeah, no, Westworld's gonna do great. I think it's gonna be a ratings hit.
No, I think Westworld. Well, it's possible. I mean, a lot of younger people probably don't know anything about the original Westworld. I mean,
enlighten them.
Well, what the original Westworld movie was one of these like fantasy resorts. Where you go in and you got the robots and you can live out your fantasy in the West. And they did a follow-up movie called Future World. But in Westworld, a character played by Yul Brynner, he kind of malfunctioned and he became a killer. And I don't know if the TV show is going to follow that or not, or are they going to go with something different. And that Yul Brynner character in Westworld, he was scary as hell, man. And you got this unstoppable robot coming after you. Did you ever see Westworld?
No.
See, that's the thing. So, like older people, yeah, they know Westworld. Younger people may not know it, so they may not care.
I'll check it out.
But once upon a time, you know, that's you don't need cable for that. You just tune in to the mouse and watch it whenever you want. So, yeah, but I do think HBO Now needs to be cheaper than $15. Maybe 10, but... And I do watch a lot of HBO Go from time to time, you know, especially...
Silicon Valley fan?
No, I've not watched Silicon Valley yet.
Oh, you need to. That sounds great.
I'm behind on Ballers.
I've fallen off of that.
And of course, I do watch Last Week Tonight.
Ah, so good.
At times, it's excellent. At times, it's just okay. But what's the next story?
The next story is about Katie Lotz teasing her own return to Arrow.
Yeah, she got to come back to life before she does. Legends of Tomorrow. And I wish she was still the canary as opposed to the sister. Everybody liked her as the canary.
I love her as a...
Yeah, she was awesome. You know, when they killed her off at the beginning of season 3, I thought it was like... No, they're not killing her off like that. They wouldn't do that to us. They wouldn't... No! She's been dead as a doornail. But she's coming back, so. You know she's a dancer, right?
Yes, I'm well aware.
You know, she was in She was in this movie,
The Machine?
No, it was a dancing movie. It had Chris Brown in it.
Oh, now I know.
Where there was this hip-hop... I mean, breakdancing...
Oh, Battle of the Year.
Yeah, Battle of the Year.
Yeah. No, I don't give a damn about that movie because Chris Brown.
Well, Chris Brown broke his leg, so he didn't.
No, I'm aware. I have two friends who talked about the movie at length.
They like it a lot.
How stupid it was.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he didn't like it. No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, one likes it, but only for how stupid it is. Like, it's so bad, it's a good thing. The other just didn't like it. Yeah, those cowboys from Little Rock using androids like cheap hoes kill them off.
You know, it looks like...
What the hell, Stanley Kubrick?
What is he saying now? Stanley's been walling out as of late, and he won't call in half the time.
Yeah. Maybe because he knows I'm going to get annoyed by the fifth time in a row he brings up a sovereign stereotype.
You know,
there's much more to make fun of me about.
You know, we're starting to move into a golden age of television when it comes to comic books. And it looks like Sci-Fi Network is trying to snatch up all the properties they can. And they got a couple on TVs now, like Dark Matter and so forth. But now they're coming up with an IDW series by Nolan Earp. Have you read that book?
No, I haven't.
It's an initial order of 13 episodes of Wynonna Earp is a fast-paced contemporary thriller that follows Wynonna Earp's great-granddaughter as she battled demons and other supernatural beings. Wynonna is witty and wild modern gunslinger, using her unique abilities and a dysfunctional posse of allies to bring the paranormal to justice. Series is scheduled to premiere April 2006. Got you excited?
I'll check it out.
Was it Milena Scarfano? Will star as Wynonna Earp. And they got some other sci-fi people: Tim Rosen from Being Human. Will play the legendary Doc Holliday, and Shamir Anderson will play the mysterious Agent Dow. Shamir Anderson, is he? He was on Constantine and Defiance. Have you been keeping up with Defiance at all?
I haven't seen any episode of Defiance.
They have just been killing
people. I hear it's great. I want to check it out. I just gotta find a goddamn time.
You know, this season they just have been killing people off left and right, like long time characters just like bit the dust and like it was nothing. But the only thing was they tricked me, like, in the watching. I thought it was gonna be like big sci-fi battles, and it happened in the first episode. And then it hasn't really been like that ever since. It's just been little skirmishes, and you know what the premise of Defiance is.
I don't recall.
Well, some aliens came to Earth, tried to take over. There was a big war. The war ended. A group from both sides stopped fighting in the middle of what was St. Louis. And they lived together in this town that they now call Defiance. And both sides, the human side and the alien side, they don't kind of like this town. Everybody wants what they got, which is a rare mineral. And shit just goes down week after week where there's about 5 or 6 different alien types you got to deal with. And now a new alien race showed up. They're like vampire-like, and that's gonna cause a lot of shit because they was like like they all lived in this galaxy together, but they star exploded, which is why they all left. And they all thought that this one alpha race of beings that fed off the other races was long gone, but not. They're out in space, ready to wake up and take over the Earth. So anyway, I know I bored you enough. Cause you don't like what I like, Jordan.
Hey, we don't like everything together.
Yeah, see,
there are some things we both like.
Like what?
The Flash. Comic
book. I was liking The Flash first.
Okay, are you really gonna be a small petty child right now?
Yep.
I already know you're actually gonna act like that. Why am I even surprised?
Hey, I can do what I want. It's my show. I'm the boss around here. Okay? I can exert my power whenever I feel like it.
Oh, much like Michael Chiklis will do on Gotham?
Yeah, the chickster. Coming back to TV.
Michael Chiklis will be appearing on Gotham Season 2 as Nathaniel Barnes, a hero and mentor for Jim Gordon.
I heard he put the weight back on.
I don't know.
Like, he's not the S.H.I.E.L.D., size anymore. He's more like what was that character's name? What was the show he did on ABC?
No Ordinary Family?
No. Before he did The Shield. And he played a cop.
The chief?
Yeah. I don't know what's true and what's not true.
Well, as I was going to bring up, Barnes is described as someone who lands on the GCPD like a tornado, ripping out the dead wood of Gotham's police force. He is a law and order zealot, unafraid of making enemies on either side of the law. For Gordon, Barnes is a hero and a mentor, someone with whom he can share the burden of heroism. Captain Barnes proves himself to be a strong ally to Gordon, but one day will make an equally powerful enemy.
Yeah, because everybody in Gotham's corrupt.
Yep, and hey, this is another comic book property for Chiklis, who is a well-known open fan of comics.
Now, even though I'm forcing you to watch Gotham because it's part of your job, you know, them getting rid of all the crime bosses and them bringing in Batman villains, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to tell me how Gotham Season 2 is.
No, you're going to watch it. You don't have nothing else to do. It's your job, man.
I got way better things.
I can find somebody else willing to watch Gotham. Like nobody. Go watch Gotham and give me and talk about it.
Hey, how about this? How about a compromise? I keep doing the show, but whenever you talk about Gotham on a weekly
basis, you got nobody to watch Gotham. No, look, I can't do this with you, no man. Gotham is part of your requirement, okay? I don't ask for much for you, okay? I don't ask you to do favors for me. I don't ask you to get coffee for me. All I ask you to do is watch some freaking Gotham. Okay?
But
you
don't have so I'm not bad.
Listen, I'm not saying you gotta like it. I just say you gotta watch it. Okay? You got that?
You're like
we on the same page?
You are like the worst boss.
That means a lot. Are you in a Death Note?
Nah, really. I mean, here's my relationship with Death Note. I'm aware of it. I've just never seen or read it, and I know plenty of people who like it, and that's about it.
Well, I've heard of it. I've never really read it, but apparently they're streaming the Death Note series on what is that app? Sorry, let me check out the app real quick, because sorry, people. Oh, because I have it on my thing. It's not Crackle, no.
Crackle!
Crunchyroll. You can watch Death Note and Crunchyroll. I should check that out and see if I like it or not. I know one of your buddies is a Death Note fan. So, Skylar.
Oh yeah. Sky's a fan.
She never calls in. How come she never calls in? Does she ever listen?
Because she's busy with art and summer classes right now.
I'm just saying, you know, be nice to hear from her once.
Yeah, it would be.
Wreck-It Ralph 2's coming, people. You know, Disney, you know, they're starting to do some sequels to their most recent animated features. And John C. Reilly is going to return to do Wreck-It Ralph 2. Question awesome. Is, what kind of story can they do for Wreck-It Ralph, you think? I mean, why would he leave his game this time?
Who knows? Maybe because he saw that Pixels was a huge hunk of pixelated shit. And that is like, I want to show you how to do a real video game movie.
You know, it's funny. There was people that was dumping on Wreck-It Ralph, but now that they've seen Pixels, they kind of have a better opinion of Wreck-It Ralph. You ever play the game?
What, the actual game?
Yeah.
The actual... No, I didn't, because I don't have smartphone.
No. I'm not talking about smartphone. I'm talking about actual arcade game.
I've played tons of arcade games.
The game which Wreck-It Ralph is based
on. Okay, no, I did not play the Wreck-It Ralph arcade game.
No, it's called Fix-It Felix Jr. That's the name of the game in Wreck-It
Ralph. I didn't play any game. Okay, I'm just going to simplify this. I did not play any video game that was tie-in or in relation to Wreck-It Ralph.
I played it, and it's not as easy as it looks. You know, trying to rebuild windows and doors while Wreck-It Ralph is throwing shit at you. So, but it does play like an 80s arcade game. And we'll see how they handle it, you know. Would Witchukong come back to reprise a role? You think they would?
Sarah Silverman?
Yes.
Yeah, they have to.
Why you say
that? Come on, she's such an integral character. She's really the one character that could give a good voice. And Stanley Kubrick is making some sound sense for once, saying there's only one good video game movie that's good, and that's Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
No, Wreck-It Ralph is a good movie. Come on now.
I like Wreck-It Ralph, but Scott Pilgrim though. Scott Pilgrim.
And there's another movie. Based on video game. I can't think of it right offhand, but.
Last Starfighter?
That's an old movie, but they're doing it as a TV show, right?
Yes, they're bringing The Last Starfighter on as a TV show. Where the hell is that story?
Did you ever see the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I've seen it. I liked it.
You know, in the 80s, anything that was science fiction, I couldn't get enough of it. And then one day I just realized all these science fiction movies ain't as good as I thought they were. But yeah, a lot of people have fond memories of Last Starfighter.
Yeah. Yes, Surreal.tv is teaming up with The Last Starfighter screenwriter Jonathan Bettiol for a new TV show that'll be titled The Starfighter Chronicle.
Are they doing a remake of the movie too?
No.
Just a TV show.
Just this TV show.
Well, if they're doing a TV show, they got to have more than just one character, you know, go out in space and fight this war. You know what I mean? Well, of course, that would be a contradiction of the title of Last Starfighter if there's more than one of them. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Who knows? Who really knows?
I don't know either.
Well, there's a trailer for the live-action Attack on Titan movie. Still looking exciting.
What is Death Blossom?
What?
What is Death Blossom?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what nobody wrote in the chat room. He said Death Blossom rules.
Hey, nobody. Tell us what Death Blossom is. And if we haven't seen it or watched it, you can yell at us like you did with Dark Matter.
And Stanley, he's being a bad boy. Talking about he would convert to Judaism for Sarah Silverman. She's never really done it for me.
And didn't get a divorce, apparently.
Yeah, I never thought she was hot. I mean, not to say she was bad looking, but I don't know.
That's like Silverman.
I'm not talking about her talent. I'm just saying I never thought she was hot looking.
Oh, I think she's kind of hot.
And of course, now she does Orbit gum commercials, so which are they're some creepy commercials. Especially that one with Damon Wayans Jr. when he's talking about picking off the pepperonis off the female pizza. I don't know anymore. Are you excited about the X-Files?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
You can take that one then, because I don't know. I've never watched the X-Files. Other than I saw the last. I saw the last.
Because you're scared.
No, I saw the last two movies, and I wasn't too excited about them. No, I didn't watch X-Files because they. came on at night, and I didn't watch a lot of TV back in the day at night. I worked at night. So.
You saw the last Starfighter finish. Whatever. Wait, Death Blossom is the final move in the last Starfighter. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Again, I admit, it's been a long goddamn time since I've seen that movie. It's been way too goddamn long. But yeah, X-Files is gaining Robbie Amell from The Flash and Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under as Agents Miller and Einstein for a one-episode guest appearance on the upcoming X-Files miniseries.
So the talk that it didn't look like Robbie Amell was coming back may be true.
Of what?
Of him coming back on Flash or Legends
Tomorrow. Again, this is just a one-episode appearance.
Oh, okay.
What? Did you not hear that part I said?
No, I don't listen to you. I just pick and choose what I want to hear.
Yeah, that seems to have worked about the same for me. So, hey, we're equal. Geoff Johns has primarily been a DC guy, as we all know. He's never really worked for the other side, but...
Oh, he did an Avengers run.
Oh, right, he did do that Avengers run. Okay, well, Geoff Johns reveals the two Marvel characters he wants to write. His two favorite characters, as it were, and his one of his absolute favorites is the Hulk. He said, "If I could write one Marvel comic book, then Hulk would be it. Though I'd make Gary Frank draw it."
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, "The other one I'd do, Spider-Man. Only if Joe Quesada drew it. I want to work with Joe Quesada, Gary Frank, Hulk book, and I would love a Geoff Johns Spider-Man book." Keep Joe Quesada away from it.
Yeah, his Avengers run, a lot of people like that run, you know.
Of Johns?
Yeah, it kind of went under the radar when he wrote it.
I kind of don't remember it. I'm going to have to go back and check that out.
He wrote the book before Bendis took over.
Oh, right.
And fucked everything up with Disassemble. So,
indubitably.
Oh yeah, that's another reason why people don't. I mean, people know that he wrote it, but they kind of don't remember because once Bendis took over, Bendis is, you know, he wrote that book for so long that.
Yeah, it really did.
I'll tell you something that's scaring me.
What?
The concept art for Neil Blomkamp's Alien movie. You know, I'm looking at these pictures that's on comingsoon.net, and the artwork is creepy, man. You know, I'm not an alien fan because they're scary creatures, and they, you know, they spit acid and stuff, and they kill, and they bust out your stomach. So
they're, yeah, pretty awesome.
Game over, man. Game over.
And our last story, and yes, this is the last story we got on the doc. Crystal is returning in the all-new Inhuman series.
The hottest Inhuman there is.
Yes. On the recent episode of This Week in Marvel, Charles Soule Nick Lowell, the Marvel editor, said this book is definitely going to be so cool. It's going to be dealing with new Inhuman characters as well as Inhuman characters you haven't seen since the launch of Inhuman. And when he was asked about Crystal, he confirmed it and said he was excited about his plans for the character, saying people are not going to see it coming, but it will kick so much butt.
You know what? Who hasn't felt... What Marvel character has not fallen in love with Crystal?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, we're talking Human Torch. We're talking, she was even married to Ronan. And he was, like, pissed when he had to leave her. And, you know, we know she was married to that jerk-ass Quicksilver. Why would she marry that jerk? It's beyond me.
I forgot why.
She don't have nothing to do with him now, so.
She apparently not.
He's a jerk.
What a dick. Dick.
They haven't said where he's gonna be at with the new Marvel 52 yet, have they?
No, they have not.
Are you excited for the new Marvel 52?
All new, all different Marvels, the names.
Yeah, Marvel 52.
I'm not even gonna bother with you because you're stubborn as hell. I'm looking forward to some books, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Some books are definitely more interesting than others. I mean, I think I'm definitely most looking forward to Miles's solo series, the Vision book, the
20 years ago, I would
Scarlet Witch book.
20 years ago, I would have loved a Vision book, but he's been so out of the radar that I don't know if I can get back into him as a character. You know, he was the bomb in the movie, but...
Well, apparently one of the mission statements of the Vision book will be about streamlining it, like unraveling that complicated history around the character.
Yeah, I don't know where we keep up with Uncanny Avengers when that comes back. You know,
I still need to read this current volume of Uncanny Avengers.
You mean against where they made Crystal and not Crystal, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver? They're not
Magneto kids
anymore.
Yeah.
Ah man, that I hate when they do shit like that. I do. You know,
I do too. But again, I really love the previous Uncanny Avengers book, so I'm gonna check it out.
Flagship book of Marvel, but none of that tied into anything that Marvel was doing except for when they did the Axis crossover, you know, which I didn't read. And that Axis crossover, it was just like, okay, AVX was such a big hit, they like, let's do it again, and none of that shit really sticks as far as the Axis crossover since the end of the universe, right?
Yeah, also Axis was...
Yeah.
But that's all. That's it. That's all the news.
Hey, so what have we learned?
We learned a lot of news.
Oh, God. You're hopeless.
Are you asking for a recap?
What we learned. That's all, but... You blew it.
Okay, here's what we learned. We learned a lot of people are playing roles. We learned there are a lot of people writing stuff. And we also learned to never really put our full hope into someone that might hurt us.
Okay, that's all. That's it. All right, time to pay the bills. We have shows coming up on Tuesday. Join us for the... Sorry, I'm blanking. Braves. Great American Bash Roundtable on the Rant at 8 p.m. this Tuesday. Hosted by Tony C. and some other guy who runs a network here at Rant EM Radio. Now, how do you like that? See? Now, next time, you'll get my name first when you talk about my show. Because Jordan is just a sidekick, okay? I'm the star of this thing. I make this thing work. No offense, Jordan, okay? You're still my buddy. It hurts me the way Double A puts you ahead of me. And I know he's plotting to take this show away from me and give it to you. But that's cool. And then, following at 11 p.m., Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee and Rage, and they're doing a summertime cookout. So if you want to call in and talk to Lee and Rage, you know, for a few minutes, you know, they're taking your calls for a special episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. You know, Thursday nights is Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. The new Show of Excellence every Friday at 11. Nice. Why I said 11? 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. I don't know where Dave is, but he should be back soon. Saturday nights, the Wrestling Calling Show with William Morgan. Let you talk about everything and everything to do wrestling. And of course, we're here every Sunday. Taking those blues away for the What Are You Reading comic book show. The only show that's entertainment of comic books. And you can follow us on Facebook. We have a follow page and we have a group page. So if you want to join the What Are You Reading group page, just type in fans of the What Are You Reading. You can join that and you're allowed to post anything that have to do with comic books or movies. You know, we let you post things you might find interesting that you want to share, you know. So don't be afraid. Jordan, how can they follow you on Twitter?
At Joe Woco, JOWOCO.
And you can follow me at Silver Surfer underscore. No, not underscore. Silver Surfer 4 on Facebook. Not Facebook. Oh, I'm messing up. I'm fucking up. Twitter. And if you want to friend me on Facebook, just find The Surfer Silver. And I will be happy to accept your friend request on Facebook. Because I need friends. It's important to me.
You're really needy for attention.
And, of course, we got Castle Slam coming up on the day of... Mega Slam. On the day of SummerSlam, which is... What day is that?
I believe that is... Let me pull up my calendar.
Is that the 23rd? August 23rd?
I believe so, yeah.
Yes. So... We have a White Castle eating contest, and then we'll do the pre-show for WWE SummerSlam. The Beast, Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker as the main event. A lot of people aren't happy about that, but what can I say? Oh, and on a little side note, I've started up the Fantasy Football League. So, you know, we have 20 slots. 8 have already been taken. So if you want to get on that, you know, friend me on Facebook and send me your email, and I'll be happy to add you in as one of the principal owners. And hopefully I got some plans for the draft and everything if Double A approves it. And, you know, Hey, I'm into fantasy football, unlike some people around here who thinks they're too good for it. But that's cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already having a busy enough schedule trying to get a whole bunch of projects off the ground.
Busy doing what? Delivering moonshine?
Okay, here's my thing. If you're into fantasy football, that's cool. Me, I'm just not into it.
You know, I really thought we was going to get closer as friends.
Hey, we are okay.
And you know, any opportunity I could have had to kick your ass, just like, you know, I was hoping that my team was gonna kick your ass in Super Bowl, but your team came up short, and mine's cheated their way to victory. So, people, the world is right.
Okay. Look, I don't have the time or the patience to deal with the stress of fantasy football.
Okay.
Here's my problem with fantasy football. Watching the league on FX. That's it.
Oh, come on now, man.
I'm not dissing fantasy football.
Don't be a watcher, be a doer.
I'm not dissing fantasy football. Again, if it's cool, if you like it, that's cool. But me, I'm just not into it. And also, I really don't think I have the time or the patience to deal with it.
We want to thank all those in the chat room. Iron, Stanley, Cubert. Nobody, Phil, and anybody else who was there who didn't write in the chat room, tell your friends about us, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Call in.
The show be known.
Call in, because we'd rather take your calls than argue with each other. And this is what happens when you don't call in. We get annoyed with each other, and we argue, and then we have to...
because of Surfer.
Blame me, okay? You'll pay for that. You're ruled today.
I'm watching Gotham Season 2. I'm already suffering.
Stop winding up Jordan Cobb. He's going to have a hissy fit. That's what we're hoping for. So,
a lot to break me.
Did I forget to mention anything?
No. We got everything covered.
We talked about all the shows.
Castle Slam, upcoming the Round Table and Grill Out, Talk about Twitter, Facebook, all that. We've done it all.
And, you know, if you have a Twitter, if you want me to follow, let me know. And I will try to follow you on Twitter.
Oh, wait. Last thing. I'm a new writer at don'thatethegeek.com.
What is don'thatethegeek.com and why are you moonlighting?
Moonlighting because, one, bitch, I need to get paid.
So what is this about?
Don'thatethegeek.com is a geek-centric website that reports various news and opinion editorial pieces, as well as some humor, and talks about the latest geek tech, you know, the latest technology in the world, and reviews of technology and movies and TV shows and comic books.
And somebody trust you to write for them?
Yes.
And you're going to be writing comic book reviews.
I'm writing movie and comic book reviews. I have recently reviewed Witches Volume 1 by Scott Snyder, and I did a written review of Justice League Gods and Monsters for them.
Did you see the first 6 minutes of Descendants?
No.
You know, that's the new Disney Channel movie.
I have no particular interest in that movie.
You know, just singing and dancing in it.
Yeah, I know. I've read about it. I just don't have any interest in the movie. And also, by the way, tonight my third review on that site will be posted up. A review of Cyborg number 1. So, yeah, I'm doing that now. I'm right now freelance with the possibility of getting paid soon down the road if I keep up my work ethic. So if you want to follow all that, go to www.don'thatethegeek.com.
I hate geeks.
I hate nerds. What the hell are you doing with me?
I'm a jock, damn it. And it's a natural order thing for jocks to pick on nerds. So, now people, I'm friendly. Let's say goodbye. We don't hold these people up. It's dinner time. People want to get under the air conditioning and get back to watching police brutality on the internet and Freaks and Effing Geeks has a page if you want to watch bizarre stuff on the internet on Facebook, and you can join the Rant Facebook group if you want to keep up with wrestling and other kind of sporty stuff, you know. And that's it. Should I play some music? Oh no, hold up real quick. The Empire cover for Batman v Superman came out today. And you got both Batman and Superman on the cover. So, and it was a story for Big Hero 6, but I think it's fake. So
yeah, that site is a notorious Latino review in some ways I've discovered. So we're not gonna talk about that. Anyway, we're just gonna simply say our goodbyes. So good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks for listening. As always, stay safe. Don't let the cops beat you down. Peace.